Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. My name is Stanley, calling from Opinion Research, and we'd just like to ask you a couple questions concerning problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Not at the moment.
No? Okay. It's okay. We can move forward. And just real quick, I don't need any more details besides just your the age of your birthday. The year.
98.
Thank you, sir. And I'll try to be as quick as possible and not take too much of your time, sir. I'll run through these questions as fast as I can. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? You will probably vote, or the chances are 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
No, I'll vote for sure.
Thank you, sir. And next question, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? I know it's a lot of going on. I'll be more than glad to put a couple for you. But what do you think in your opinion, is the most important issue facing right now?
I would just say just prices in general, gas prices. I mean, groceries, everything like that nature.
Okay, so we summed it up. Would you say the economy, or do you want it individually?
Yeah, the economy.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Anything else you'd like to add or besides the economy?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, skip that one?
I went Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And moving to the next question. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And moving forward, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of whom you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates. Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means no chance at all. 100, definitely vote for them. There's only two. The first one is Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
I would say 95, 90.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And Donald Trump, sir?
The other 5.
Thank you, sir. And following up question is, and thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Republican.
For the Senate. Thank you, sir. And moving forward, and who do you trust more when it comes to issues of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Shit, honestly, not neither.
Okay, that's good. That's an answer. I can put that down. Thank you, sir. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. So, the first one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. How do you feel about that, sir?
I agree with that.
Okay, is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. And next, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. How do you feel about that, sir?
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you, sir. And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. How do you feel about that, sir?
I strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Next question. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable immigrants. How do you feel about that one, sir?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. And moving forward, And this one, it would be the same, strongly disagree, strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree. And I'm going to read you a list about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree, disagree. Well, yeah, the same answers. So here we go. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who passed a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. How do you feel about that?
I agree with it, but I feel like 10 years is like kind of a long time to have to be here, you know?
So it's, would it be safe to say somewhat agree then?
Yeah, I somewhat agree.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm reflecting.
I feel like
your opinion,
it should be less, I kind of feel like it should be less time for them, you know, being here, maybe like 25 years and 10.
Well, that's a good opinion, sir. And that's exactly why we're doing this today, to see how people feel about these situations, and maybe they can take that into consideration. So President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. How do you feel about that, sir?
I agree.
Is it a somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. How do you feel about that, sir?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the last one in this category, and just to let you know, we're a little over halfway through. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States, who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and work essential jobs as farm workers. How do you feel about that, sir?
I strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Okay, now in this section, tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote. And this is to vote, not vote for him. It doesn't say vote for a certain person. Just make you more likely to vote in 2024 election. So the options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely. And the first one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I would say likely.
Okay, somewhat likely. Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
More likely.
Thank you, sir. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. How do you feel about that one, sir?
More likely.
Thank you, sir. Somewhat more likely is, okay. And next question. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy, sir. How do you feel about that one?
More likely.
Thank you. More likely. Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
More likely.
What's your date? More likely. Thanks. Somewhat more likely. Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. And we just have two more after that.
I'm going to go more likely for that one.
Okay. Thank you. And then we have a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to the countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. And we have one more after that.
Gotcha. More likely.
Okay. Thank you. And then a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
More likely.
More likely, thank you. And let's move on to the next one here. Please indicate if you are concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Let's begin with Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. How concerned does that make you, sir?
Pretty concerned.
Very concerned? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. How concerned are you about that?
Concerned, very concerned.
Thank you, sir. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. How concerned are you about that?
Extremely concerned.
Thank you, sir. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. How do you feel about that?
Extremely concerned again.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah,
go ahead, sir.
Trump and Biden, this has nothing to do with it, but it's rough, man. The choices are rough as hell right now.
Oh, my God. I can't really make an opinion because I can't sway anybody
yeah.
in any direction, or they can accuse me of that, and I don't want to do that, but I understand you completely, sir. The world is definitely spinning right now, right?
we're in a rough spot, man.
I can't even keep up with anything. I mean, we got war, immigration, we got economy. I mean, and it just seems like everything that's happening is just affecting us directly. Somehow, some way, whether it is with prices of gas or food, whatever it is, the cost of living is just ridiculous now. But I understand you completely, sir. And, I just cannot make my opinion about it, but I do understand you completely. Don't think I don't, sir. And, I'm going to read you, the different approaches from President Trump and President Biden. That they have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I'd like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither are exactly right. So let's see which one comes closer to your views. So Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in the country. That's Donald Trump's approach. Now, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. That's Joe Biden's approach. Which approach comes closer to your own view? And you could tell me if it's somewhat or much more closer.
I would just say Joe Biden is probably closer.
Okay. Somewhat closer or much more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you, sir. And now we're and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. J. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? I don't even remember who you told me at the beginning. So, what would it be?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you, sir. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? And you can just tell me, you know, what the relationship. It could be a friend, a family member, acquaintance, coworkers. And you can have multiple answers if you'd like. There's also a scholar you prefer not to specify. Yeah.
My knowledge, I don't know anyone that's undocumented.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. So you would say, so it's no, right?
No, yep.
Okay. And that's interesting. It's probably because it doesn't make a difference to you, right?
Yeah.
So in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? We'll start with YouTube. Do you use YouTube for that?
Yep.
Okay. What about Fox News Channel or website?
No, I don't really use Fox too much.
Okay, now we have Univision or Telemundo.
No, I don't use that.
Okay, and what about WhatsApp?
Nope.
TikTok?
Nope.
Facebook?
Nope.
MSNBC and CNN or other major networks, channels, or websites?
Yeah.
Okay, Instagram? OANN, or Newsmax?
No, I don't use that.
Okay. Any Spanish language or radio programs?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And we're just about done. We're over 90%. Finally, I'd like to ask you a few questions, just for statistical purposes, sir. And the first question is, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Grenada.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Grenada.
Grenada, okay, that's Spain, right?
No, that's it's like an island right off of Mexico.
Oh, okay. Grenada, yeah.
It's the Caribbean island.
There's also a spot like that right out in Spain. Okay, Grenada. Let's put it here. So, Grenada. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, when were you born in the United States mainland, or were you born in another country, sir?
Mainland.
Mainland, okay, United States. And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
No.
Nope. Okay, thank you. Both parents are on the mainland, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and at your home, sir, what languages do you primarily speak? We have always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
We speak English and French.
Ah, interesting. Okay, so we could say English and French. Okay, perfect. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat, or what is your view of yourself?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And finally, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat? How would you consider yourself?
Not very strong.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Say I'm liberal.
Liberal, excellent. And now, what's the last year of school that you have completed, sir?
College, graduated college.
College. Oh, excellent. You have your degree, a four-year degree or an associate's?
2-year associate's.
2-year. Okay, excellent. Now, do you have any religions? Do you practice any type of religion?
Christian.
Okay, let's see. Christian. Okay, got it. Thank you. And just for this is just for strictly verification purposes. We have to, you know, we do have a contact here that we call or our names for it. And the name I have is your first name. No, it's not that. It's not Aisha. What's your first name, sir?
Chauncey Leo.
Leo. Okay. Leo. Thank you, sir. And this we're just about done. And thank you for your time, sir. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that you may contact you in the future, sir?
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I've had a good time talking to you, Ms. Leo. Your opinions are great. I understand how everything's important to you, and that's good. I don't know your age. Where were you? You're 19, 90. You're probably my daughter's age, 20.
Yeah,
late
mid-20s.
Okay, all right, correct. So, yeah, I like your fairness. You know, you're not just like, oh, just because I'm this, I'm gonna go with that. Or that, you're kind of like what's fair, so that's good to know, sir. And thank you for your time and participating, and have a wonderful evening, sir.
All right, you too.
Thank you, sir. Good night.